Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Sue Williams, your faith-based community nurse, and we're in the trenches again, talking about health and wellness. And I do hope and pray that you've had a good week so far and that things have gone well with you and that you are blessed. And wanted to start my scripture for tonight. It's coming out of 1 Corinthians 12 and 28, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles and the gifts of helping, healing, helps, government, and diversity of tongues. And so tonight, I want to spend some time, and the reason I read that, because a lot of people don't understand how important it is just having the gift of health. And one of the things I want to talk about a little bit, I've talked about this before, a little bit more about it, and that is family involvement in their family members' health care. What do you need to know? How do you need to handle this? Let me start off with a situation that I encountered recently. What I'm finding out is that while we encourage family members to be involved in their loved ones' health care, we also want them to be knowledgeable of information that is being passed to them, and then if they don't have enough expertise in that area, then although they're involved, the next best thing is to find someone that can navigate them through what they're being told, or just ask, knowing what questions to ask. Just keep asking until you understand. And the other thing is, if you're involved in the care of a loved one, the health care, and in terms of making decisions, then also you need to be able to communicate the information that you're given, first of all, with the loved one that you're caring for, and then with the different family members. So just want to go over a incident that I had. I do have a member of my church who is divorced. The children and the ex-wife live in another state. They've not been directly involved with his health care for the last probably 10, 12 years. I have been the one that has been involved when it comes to his health care. I pretty much knew his health history and everything. Well, he ended up going into the local hospital, and they found some blocked arteries. And the arteries that were blocked are the arteries of the heart that causes what we call a widowmaker, and that is a heart attack that only probably 1% of patients recover from. Now, he did not actually have a heart attack, but he has a blockage in the arteries that can create a widowmaker heart attack. So the whole time he was here in the local hospital, I dealt with his health care. When he went to, because of the complexity of what needed to be done, he was transferred specialized hospital in Birmingham. And again, I was the one that was talking to the doctors, talking to the nurses, getting all of the information, making sure that his treatment was adequate, because the family had not been involved in his self-care in the past. And what happened is when he went to the hospital, he did notify his mom, and I guess his children were then notified and understood that it would mean that he would probably need somebody there with him to help him care for himself after getting out of the hospital, because he had to have open heart surgery. And so whereas the people had been communicating with me regarding his care and letting me translate that information, one of his children decided, well, I'm going to be his healthcare supporter, and which was fine with me. I had no idea. I had no question, no problem with backing out of that. I just told her the reason I was involved is because that I knew what to ask. And so she still said, well, I can handle it. And I said, okay. Well, bottom line is he had open heart surgery, had a few bumps in the road, which we expect. The surgery took longer, had a few bumps in the road, and then was discharged with a lot of instructions on his care, whereas the hospital had been talking to me. She told them that she would be the one involved and that they could talk to her. Long story short, he came home, had a lot of issues, did not know how to handle that. Then, and this weekend he started bleeding. He's on blood thinners, did not know what to do, panic. And when I told him what to do and then questioned him, did they not tell him about bleeding precautions? And he said, no, he doesn't remember it because he was out of it when they were given instructions. So the instruction was given to his daughter, who did not translate that information to him. And therefore he did not know, what was going on. Okay, that is one scenario. The second scenario is we had another young man who actually did have a Widowmaker heart attack along with the stroke. His mother had some healthcare knowledge. She worked in a nursing facility, and so she was able to understand a lot of that, but she still came back to we have a respiratory therapist in our church, and, of course, I was a nurse. And so she came back and she talked to us, and she did ask questions. And so, therefore, even though she understood a lot of the things, she still asked questions for the things that she did not know. So the first thing you want to know is a question you need to ask yourself when you are having family members involved in your health care: how much should they be involved? Are they knowledgeable enough to take on the full responsibility of understanding procedures and medicines and precautions? Are they willing and able and have someone who does have more expertise available to them should they not understand? Are they assertive? When they don't understand, will they ask some questions? Listen, make this plainer to me. I don't understand. So you have to decide when you're having others involved in your health care that you know what they understand, what their limitations are, if you have someone who is more knowledgeable and make sure their name is, even though they had, this guy had verbally given them my name, and they have, I've been talking to the doctor, to the nurse practitioner, to the nurses, to everybody. But when a family member comes in and said, I'm taking over, you have to make sure that that person, if they want you involved, other than the family member, that your name is on the record. And what this did, this ended up, could have been a very negative impact on his health care, because as it turned out, his daughter got upset and went home because she was in and out of the house, and his mother, who has medical issues of her own, had to come over and take the daughter's place. So she really was not participating in his health care. So you really need to know that this person that has agreed to participate in your health care as a family member, that they are reliable, because open heart surgery requires a lot of attention, a lot of details. They do recover, you know, over time, but there are a lot of extra things that are done because it is dealing with the heart. So you have to make sure that a person is, first of all, going to be reliable. They're just not going to fly in while you're at your most vulnerable stage in the hospital. And then when you get out, when you really need someone to help you, they're gone. While you're in the hospital, you don't really need as much. You need some assistance, but not nearly as much as when you're out of the hospital. That's when you need the most care, is because you don't have the nurses and the aides and the doctors and all those medical staff people there. And so you have to be sure that, number one, that they are reliable. And then you have to be sure that if you want your care shared with somebody else that is not a family member, that you have that put on your records, not just verbally, but have that written down. She left, and as a result, he had a lot of different issues that had never been addressed. I'm sure the information had been given, but not given to him, because really and truly, they're really still a little groggy and weak and not thinking clearly when they come out of the hospital. And so that's why they like to have someone there that they can have that information given to. And so I ended up making several visits there because he had several issues. He didn't understand. He didn't know if it was a problem. There were concerns. So make sure that the person that's involved is number one, reliable, and just set the amount of involvement that you want them to have. If you want somebody else besides family member involved, make sure that is clearly added on to your records. The other thing is look at a family member's knowledge base. I'm not saying they're nurses, but there are a lot of family members. They do have some concept of how your health care should be handled. And not only that, if they don't know, they're willing to learn. They're willing to ask questions. They're willing to ask medical people for resources, because like on a blood thinner, they have pamphlets that they give you for blood thinner. They usually print you off educational information. When you're discharged, like in his case, the blood precautions, the bleeding precautions, the nutritional information that is applicable to his condition and different things. We don't know where the information was. We don't know that she read it. So make sure you have somebody that really has a good knowledge base, a good understanding, even if they don't understand everything, is that they have the information given to them, and then reaching out to someone when they don't understand it. Those things are important. The second most important thing is the person should be able to communicate with the family member and with others that are within the family. You're there. You're hearing what they're saying. You are being given all this information. At his discharge, you're given all that paperwork. A lot of people don't take the time to read the paperwork they're given. Sometimes it is things that you don't really need, but they always include what you do need. I've looked at paperwork and people that go in his case, for open heart surgery, of course, a lot of times they'll add like suicide precautions. He was not suicidal, but they just added because that is a prominent issue now. They add information about the procedure that he had done. They add information, like I said, about his medicines, about his nutritional aspect. Make sure that person is reading that information and actually communicating it to that person. And what ended up being with him, he started bleeding. It was just a small pinhole, but he started where they had put a stitch in. But he started bleeding, so he put some gauze on it, but the gauze got soaked, and so then he panicked because it was just steadily bleeding. And so once I told him what to do, he did that, but he also had put a call into the nurse. And once the nurse called him, she told him the same thing that I had already told him. So it's very, very important that the person that you're having to, work with you regarding your health care, that they're able to communicate. No, he wouldn't have been very clear on instructions while in the hospital, but once he got home, then a little bit by a little bit, you're going through the paperwork and you discuss this with the person. I had gotten his paperwork before when he was in the local hospital. He didn't even know he had congestive heart failure, and I'm sure they told him. But the time that he was in, he was suffering from oxygen deprivation. He was really, really sick, and I'm sure they discussed it with him, but he did not retain that. And so when I got the paperwork, I said, you have congestive heart failure, which I knew he had it before I read the paperwork, because I told him, I said, I'm looking at what you're saying. I'm reading your medicines. You have congestive heart failure, which he said they never told him. Well, he never read it. He never read his records because he didn't take the time to read the paper. And that's why involvement with somebody else in your health care is important, because a lot of times you'll miss what is being told to you, and he didn't miss that. And so that's why we teach family members to be involved. I think it's very important for family members to be involved, but they have to meet certain criteria, because if you just have somebody involved just because they're a family member and they don't understand what is being said and they don't ask questions and they don't communicate even if they do understand and they're not reliable, it's just not effective for you to have a positive outcome of your health. We have worked very hard in the medical community to help patients to engage in the process of improving their health by including family members. We've worked very hard to engage leaders to add this to their practice, to recognize is this person capable of handling the appropriate care that this particular family member is going to need. And doing home health, I have seen all types of family member involvement too. I just don't want to be bothered with you. I've got my own life. To those that are really, really involved. Now, you do not want a family member so involved that they take away the patient's participation in their own home, in their own care. What you want is a family member who will be a co-health partner or an adjunct health partner to the patient. You want the patient to be self-reliant. There are times they're going to be more dependent, then they will be codependent, and then they will be independent with intervention from a family member when it is necessary. So it is very important that the patient identify a family care partner, and it has to be one that can help the patient manage their individual follow-up care or self-management that eventually leads to their wellness, but it should not be someone that does not allow or encourage your patient to learn or be self-sufficient, because you have to realize that a lot of times you cannot be there 24/7 unless they're totally dependent on that individual for care. But when you have someone that can really be independent but does need some assistance, you want the family member to respect the choices that the patient makes. And as medical people, we have to be careful not to talk over the patient, not to talk to the family member, but we should bring them in as a unit. So when you are addressing their health care issue, you should talk to them as a unit, not as one person that is taking over the patient's care. You always have to be sure that it's important that that person that is helping has a certain amount of literacy when it comes to health care, as I said before. They may not have the expertise, but they do have the ability to learn, and that's what we're looking for, is that they have the ability to learn and to share in the decision-making with appropriate care. I can remember one of my younger sisters was having a procedure, and it's not a normal procedure that you would do for what she had to have done, but there was no other way to reach the tumor that they was looking for other than doing this procedure. And so what she did is she set up a conference call between, she was at the doctor's office, and they conferenced with me, He explained the procedure. He explained all the tests that they had done. He explained why this was the only option for her. And then he allowed me to ask questions. But in addition to me asking questions, he recognized this is her procedure. And he said, do you understand what she's asking me? Do you have any input into this? And she said, no, I'd rather her to talk to you. And so she can get a good understanding. And what I don't understand, she can talk to me later. And that's how we proceed. We did not leave her out just because I'm a nurse and I'm on the phone with him. It's still her, it's her body, and it is up to her, you know, how she wants this handled. So after our conversation and I talk with her, she said, you know what, I never would have even thought to ask all those questions you were asking me. And I said, that's why when you're doing something, if you don't know, ask questions. If you don't understand, get somebody that does understand. So that's what I'm saying. We love having family involvement. It's important. I really encourage that. And we're working more and more in as medical people and staff people to get family more involved as healthcare partners, healthcare coaches, whatever you want to call them. And we do find out that when patients and families are partners, not one person being totally in control, but we find out when they are partners in planning and making decisions about their family members' health care, the health outcomes are usually better. The patient experience and satisfaction improve, and usually the cost is lower. And a lot of people don't think about the cost being lower. Because if you have someone who is co-partnering with you in the healthcare, then the two of you are going to know how to take care of the individual, you yourself as well as your partner, and it will cause you not to have a rehospitalization. The young man that I'm talking about, he was in the hospital once, sitting there several times, and I told him, I said, you need to ask the doctor for this, and you need to do this. And of course, some of this is noncompliance and do what I say. But then he ended right back in the hospital for a length of time, and this was his third hospitalization in the same hospital, but this time he ended up going to a specialized hospital. So we find outcomes are better, the costs are lower, because what happened is you have somebody helping you to manage your health care, and so you're going to have a better outcome. You won't have to go back and forth to the hospital. Now, since we've been working together again, he's doing much better. We're still looking at some things that he needs to improve on. But some of these changes he's going to have to make on his own. I'm only his partner. I'm not, you know, I don't dictate to him exactly what he needs to do. I tell him what is important for him to do, what the outcome is going to be if he does what he needs to do. But ultimately, it is his decision what he's going to do. You know, I leave that up to him. So that was what I wanted to talk to, because, and he's nothing. I've had several people lately that have had family members involved in their health care, And some of the family involvement has been very positive. They've been very efficient. What they didn't know, they've known to ask questions. If they still didn't understand, they've asked for resources. If they still needed help, they sought out people that they knew in the medical field which could troubleshoot them through what they did not understand. And then I've had some where the people don't know, and I have nothing against Google, because Google does give you some basic information, but what people don't know, and this was said to me, well, I'll just Google it. But you can't Google everything, because Google only gives you certain information. When you're dealing with a person's health care, there are a lot of different issues you have to look at. Google gives you a general idea about certain things, but it does not give you the whole picture, because Google cannot take into consideration every person's different issue. And so we used to hear that a lot of time at the clinic. Well, I Googled it. Well, did Google tell you this? Well, no. Okay, Google doesn't know you. Google only gives you enough information so you will know what is happening. For detailed information, and there's nothing wrong with that, you can Google it. But when you're talking about your individual health, take what you've learned and talk to your doctor about it. Because then they can tell you, I don't know how many times I've told them, yes, Google says this, but Google didn't address this, this, and this on you. And so you can't substitute Google for medical advice. You can use it to learn some things, but then you want to add on your information by getting it from a reliable source. And as always, I always tell you that when you are talking to your doctor, you ask questions. And if your family member is with them, ask questions. If you have questions and you don't think you can remember, write them down. If you go in there and you ask the question, you don't understand it, write down what he's saying. And if he goes too fast, ask him, can I take what you're telling me so I will know what I'm talking about? If he says no, then you go back over it again, because I need to understand how to take care of myself. And so, and that's the way the family member that's involved as a co-partner should do. I'm telling you, I tell people don't leave there until you get the information you need. Because ultimately, you're going to be there taking care of yourself. And if you don't have the knowledge and the understanding of what you need to do, then you're not going to have a positive outcome. It is definitely going to be negative. So that is it for me tonight. Any questions or comments? If not, I'm finished. Well, you all have a good evening and be blessed. Have a good rest of the week. And pray for me. I am going to my yearly convention tomorrow, so I'll be gone the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. You have a blessed evening. Shalom.
All right. All right. Be blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.